So one of the greatest compliments that I ever received about Jacksonville came from a senior military officer stationed here. And I told him how thankful we were for his service and for all the men and women that worked with him. And to that, he turned to me and he said, "We know it. We feel it. While we are away, you take care of our families." That was a powerful reminder to me of how important our community is to the military. So today we celebrate Jacksonville's continuing commitment to honor our active duty and retired veterans. So we remain laser focused on our commitment to become the nation's most military-friendly city. And our partnership with the Jacksonville Jaguars is a key part of that vision. So whether it is a game day flyover or ringing the bell at the start of the fourth quarter or honoring our military on the field or the surprise visits when people come home to see their loved ones, the Jacksonville Jaguars have embraced our military community for many years. And today we're going to hear about a new program that leverages the very best of our city and the deep commitment to our military community by Shad Khan and Mark Lamping and the Jaguar organization. I'd like to thank the folks from Military and Veterans Affairs, Bill Spann and Harrison Conyers. Our city's Military Affairs and Veterans Group is a centralized department accessing a broad range of services to assist veterans, survivors, and caregivers. They connect area veterans with VA benefits and assist them as they reintegrate into society with job and other services. And in short, they serve as a liaison between our city hall and the 50,000 military servicemen and women and Department of Defense workers in our region. So last year, the team worked with the VA to help 6,050 veterans obtain more than $25.5 million in well-deserved benefits. And so if you qualify and you've not taken advantage of these services, please do. There is no charge, and the offices are open Monday to Friday, and you come with no appointment. So thanks again for the partnership with the Jaguars, and with this new partnership, we will be able to serve even more veterans. At this point, I have the pleasure of introducing the president of the Jacksonville Jaguar Foundation, who will tell us more about the program. Please help me welcome Mr. Peter Racine.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Mark Lamping is going to tell you a little bit later about who our draft pick is going to be tomorrow, so I'm going to wait on that part. And you know, when you have the opportunity at the Jaguars to work with our military and veterans community, you know how important it is, but sometimes you don't realize it until someone mentions that to you. And after 9/11, we got a letter from a woman whose husband died in the Pentagon. And she said, "I'm going to make a donation to the Jaguars Foundation because my husband and I traveled and were stationed all over the United States. And in no town were we treated like we were treated in Jacksonville." And she said, that made a difference. And he would say that repeatedly, whether it was going to a game with honoring our troops or just being recognized. And that feeling for me was so important. And she made an anonymous donation, which helped us initiate years ago our grant making to nonprofits. And today we celebrate our third round of grants to nonprofits. And this is in coordination with our Jacksonville Center, Veteran Center, for reintegrating our military and veteran community into civilian life, in doing it in a seamless way as we can. So To date, we've done over $150,000 in grants to our nonprofit community, and these are all in partnership with our center here. The Jacksonville Veterans Resource and Reintegration Center is located right here on the first floor, and it says to any military and veteran and their family, welcome home. And that's what we want to do. This year's recipients of grants that totaled over $55,000 include Dignity You Wear for their Suits for Soldiers program, providing new clothing to veterans, Five Star Veterans Center for their Passport to Independence program, which includes housing and supportive services, the Florida National Guard Foundation for their Emergency Assistance Fund for Guard members and their families, Generation W for scholarships for female active duty and veterans to attend the Generation W Women's Leadership Conference, Gratitude America for the Northeast Florida Military and Veterans Resource Guide, which will be inaugurated in May, Jacksonville University for scholarships for flight training hours for veterans as part of their aviation training degree program at Jacksonville University, and Canines for Warriors for building and capacity for providing service dogs for our military and veterans. If we could just give those groups a round of applause for their service that they do. I've got two more. No, don't. See, I just want to make sure everybody's awake. The Northeast Florida Women's Veterans, in support of women's veterans in their job fair, and last but not least, our light blue t-shirts in the back, Operation New Uniform. For their professional development classes for our veterans. On behalf of our military and veteran community, it is our honor to serve along with our staff from the city of Jacksonville, our nonprofit partners, and our community to say welcome home.
You know, the timing of this event is somewhat appropriate in many respects. We see tomorrow as the kickoff for this year's NFL season. And, you know, we talk a lot about football being such an important part of the fabric of this community. But I can tell you our military is a much more important part of the fabric of this community. And as we've said many times and as all of us recognize, this community will go as far as the military does and the way that we deal and treat the military. So to all of you, thank you very much. It's our privilege and honor to be part of this. You know, this partnership with the city of Jacksonville is really designed to help veterans and to assist the military and their families transitioning back to civilian life. And it really represents one of Shad's first commitments to Jacksonville as owner of the Jaguars. And I think, as many of you know, at that time, Shad committed $1 million to this effort, and we could not be more pleased with the support we've received from the city and from the hardworking people that make this work for us. So all of you in the black shirts, thank you very much for your hard work. Now, as Peter mentioned, this is the third year of our partnership, and it's great to know that over 260,000 veterans have received assistance through the Jacksonville Veterans Resource and Reintegration Center each and every year. So it's a wonderful resource, and it's a great honor for us to be involved with this. So, you know, on behalf, first and foremost, of Shad and the entire Jaguars organization, you know, I congratulate and thank our partners at the city, to the mayor's office, President Anderson, the entire city council, and the people that do so much of the hard work behind the scenes without the attention, but they get the gratitude of helping others, our partners in the nonprofit organizations for their important work, for their service, not only here in Jacksonville, but by extension for the entire country. So thank you all very much. It's our honor to be here. Thank you.